Good morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joel Gill on a Saturday morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. See Joel and the whole crew at Midsoda Manufacturing for your next trailer, skid steer attachment. They do all your service, repair, they got parts, and a whole lot more. Hours here this morning from 8 till noon at Midsoda Manufacturing. This week, a busy week, we spoke to State Representative Mike Sundin from Northern Minnesota. He chairs the House Ag Committee, and on Thursday, he discussed this week's conversations regarding agriculture. As all the bills, everything has been heard now, it's a lot of discussion here on the forefront.
That's right. We're finishing up the big bills, you know, all the spending bills. And I can recap a little bit of the ag bill here. You know, we've got probably 25 different initiatives that pertain directly to just taking care of the basics, you know, farm mental health and safety grants. One I'm really excited about is matching the federal funds for a meat inspection program. I'm happy that's getting the attention that it deserves. We're also working on expanding markets. You know, there's in the bill, we've got $100,000 for international trade and new markets, you know, so we can market or at least expose the Asian market to what Minnesota agriculture products have to offer for them. We're expanding the cottage food laws, you know, so the smaller farmers can get out and do the truck farms and that type of thing. So it's something for everybody.
Representative Mike Sundin, as he chairs the House Ag Committee, he joins us every Thursday right around 12:30 on Noontime News. Also Friday morning, we had Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson join us as he joined the governor and other leaders along with Minnesota Corn on Thursday in southern Minnesota as they were talking about renewable fuels, biofuels, and also talking about statewide infrastructure.
We were able to have an event in New Hope, Minnesota, with Governor Walz and the senator from your area, or just west of you there, Senator Westrom, the chair of the Ag Committee, and Mike Sundin, who I know you have on a lot, the chair of the Ag Committee, and as well as our other farm leaders in the state to hire a biofuel infrastructure that the legislature is making, both in the Senate and the House, and as well as our governor's budget. And it was a really good event. Both bills in the House and Senate have $2 million to help continue putting in E15 infrastructure within the state. And so very exciting and good to do that yesterday.
Now, what did you hear? I know you had some local folks there at the gas station, too. Did they give you any insight what it meant economically for them to make these different blends available to drivers?
You know, it's really exciting to have this station owner. It's a new station in New Hope, 2 years old. And when he built this station, the owner, Chris Robbins, he used one of our previous grants to install blender pumps and the 88 octane or E15. And he is very bullish on it, just talking about how good those sales have been and how increasing the sales, especially of E15, have been to his business and really draws in business. And we're hearing that from station owners too across the state, and that's one of the things. And so it was exciting to see and hear and just really celebrate. And one other thing I'd mentioned, Joe, that was exciting yesterday is the corn growers dedicated $1 million match to that legislation if it passes. And so that was an exciting news yesterday that the Minnesota corn growers announced as well at that event.
You know, Tom, I know it might be pretty obvious the state, but you know, to have a movement to having a E15 kind of standard around the state and infrastructure, it just seems like it makes a lot of sense to have legislation move together in both areas, right?
It does. It does. It really does, to just have them go together. And, you know, the standard needs a little bit of work and continuing to. A lot of people support the infrastructure. And so we're continuing to move those bills through the process. The House Agriculture committee meets this morning to do amendments and finalize their bill. The Senate has already finalized their bill. Their bill passed out of Senator Westrom's committee unanimously. It was good to see Democrats and Republicans vote together on an ag bill and send that to the floor. And so hopefully the House does that today, and then we'll go to conference committee and see how it ends up.
You know, Tom, it seems like the movement to this and more usage of biofuels, it checks a lot of boxes, whether you're talking sustainability, whether you're talking carbon or environmental impact, and also infrastructure. I know many ag groups say, you know what, we already have this kind of infrastructure here, so just to ramp it up, you know, we're kind of doing it on the run, and we can do so.
You know, I that checking all the boxes, or a lot of boxes, Joe, is an excellent point. You know, I'm always glad yesterday we were joined by the American Lung Association at the event, and a lot of people, you know, we look at climate impacts, we look at economic impacts of ethanol, but also the, you know, the toxins that ethanol or E15 removes from the air is super important, you know, and especially in the Twin Cities areas. So we see other countries, you know, China, the UK, Colombia, you know, and different countries where they have a high concentration of people also moving to blend ethanol with their gasoline to help clean it quite a bit. And so that's exciting, and it's a good piece to, you know, continue to see. But it does check a lot of boxes.
Tom, just one final comment this morning. Did you testify earlier in the week regarding the ag budget there for the Department of Ag?
I did. And as commissioner, I make comments on the bills in the Senate and the House. I get to testify and make comments. In the Senate, we have, you know, issues with both bills that we'd like to see. And it's kind of sausage-making, Joe, but it goes through and the opportunity to work together. And, you know, my hope is that when the bill comes back out of conference committee, as we did 2 years ago and last year, that we have pretty unanimous votes in both bodies. And so we'll see how it goes.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson joining us on Thursday on CASM Radio. Also, once again, your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. I spoke to Joel Bauer on Friday morning, and I gave Joel the scenario for the folks that have the skid steer loader and the skid steer attachments. What direction do you lead them in when it comes to looking for a trailer?
You know, two directions I start with. One, if they just want a bumper pull hauling that one unit around, I start them off with that tilt bed trailer, one of our most popular trailers. You never have to worry about flipping those ramps up and down and them rattling behind you when you're going down the road. Just makes it a nice, easy, universal trailer, especially if they're going to haul a four-wheeler with it or haul lawnmowers with it or any other type of equipment as well, where you have to worry about, you know, riding up, if you got something with small wheels, riding up those rungs on the ramps to go up, or sliding them close enough together for a narrow front tractor or any of that. That all goes away with that tilt bed trailer. Drive up, trailer sits down, strap it down, off you go, back off, trailer tilts back to the ground, and you're unloaded, and down the road you go again. So it's just a nice trailer. And if they're looking for a couple of skid steers with a lot of attachments that they want to go with, then we go to that deck over our gooseneck flatbed with that hydraulic tail. Almost the same concept of that tilt bed trailer. That back 10 feet of the trailer is full width hydraulic tail that drops right down to the ground. So you've got a full width ramp. You run right up on that trailer. No ramps to slide off of or worry if you're going to be on the ramp when you're loading or unloading.
Alrighty, Joel Bauer at Midsoda Manufacturing. He joins us every Friday morning right around 7:40 here on CASM Radio. And once again, they have hours this morning, 8 till noon, right there on the south side of I-94. Midsoda Manufacturing and your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning. Just a reminder, Monday we'll talk to John Georgie with Allendale and talk about markets and supply and demand information. That was out on Friday. Also, our weekly update from the Minnesota Beef Council, and next week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. We'll give you details on that. All right, here on CASM Radio, we are number one farm radio in central Minnesota. Have a good weekend.